Let's make it rain. Hello, everyone. This is Anthony Blackman back yet again with another G.O.D., the gem of the day, your favorite podcast. First and foremost, and as always, I want to thank you for listening. And if you'd like, subscribe and share with a friend. You can also go to makeitrain.net to check out all content all the time. If you're ever having a weekday, check me out every weekday. New podcast drops. Today, I want to talk about spec. But before we do so, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you thanking you for everything you do, your love, your mercy, and your grace, the ability to see your face every time we open and read the Word of God. We thank you in all these things. In Jesus' name, amen. With that being said, spec. I wanted to talk about this because the definition of this particular word means to give a particular specification, construct a specified standard. Once again, the definition for the word spec, give a particular specification, construct a specified standard. If you don't know, the Bible gives us a specified standard. From beginning to end, we know that God constructed a specified standard. We know that he gave us a particular specification to follow. From beginning to end, the Alpha and Omega, there's a specific standard that he constructed for us to follow. So I said all that to say this, although the word spec means to construct a specified standard, the word specs, which is short for spectacles, meaning glasses, right? A lot of us don't have the specs to see that God has constructed a specified standard. So we're missing out on the promises of God because we don't have the vision. We don't understand that things have been constructed in a specified standard. So we're missing out on the promises of God. We don't have the vision. We don't have the spectacles to see. We don't have the specs to see that there is a spec, a specified standard. And words are funny because there's spec, there's specs, which is short for spectacles, and then there's spectacle. The word spectacle, that means visually striking performance or display. So, a little wordplay today. We're talking about spec. You know, specs are glasses, short for spectacles. The word spectacle, once again, visually striking performance or display. So I'm getting somewhere here, right? A lot of us don't see God's display because we don't understand there's been constructed a specified standard. If we don't follow that standard, we don't see the promises of God. So we miss out on the spectacle, the display that God has before us because we don't have the spectacles, the vision, to see the spec, the standard that God has set. We have to understand that the scripture tells us that we have the mind of Christ. It's in that word. We should read it, take it in, meditate on it, feed our spirit these things, because we walk by faith and not by sight. You'll never have the vision if you're walking in the natural. You have to walk in the spirit. The word is spirit. So the more we take in, we gain spirit, the more vision, the more spectacles we'll have to see the spectacle, which is God, that displays the constructed standard he set out before us. It's funny because I love to have episodes where I'm doing a bunch of wordplay. I love words, which is why I love his word so much, because you can read it and read it and read it, and there'll be something else that jumps out at you every time. There's something else that speaks to your spirit every time. The more you feed your spirit, the more it strengthens you, the more it enlightens you, the more faith you continue to take in, you continue to grow, you continue to
strengthen your spirit when you fellowship, when you sharpen each other's countenance, when you take in his word, when you understand the importance of feeding your spirit, you understand the importance of taking it in, when you understand the importance of sharing it with others, you'll begin to see the vision. You begin to see the display. You begin to see all these things and understand that it's been constructed to give us a hope and a future. It's very important that you understand the spec to receive the specs to receive the spirit. Think about that. The G-O-D. God bless.